What about an electronic moat? What about deciding there are times when you're just going to put an electronic moat around your family and just be family?
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. This entire week, we've been talking about who has influence over your child, what's going on in their brain, who has constant access to them, who do they have constant access to, and it brings us to the all-important topic of electronics and their role in our family.
It's amazing right now. 20 years ago, we were looking for our second campus. Sheridan House has three campuses. We were looking for a campus that was just for girls, residential homes for girls, eight girls and middle school age girls that needed to be out of their homes in each of our homes. We couldn't find a place in Broward County, Florida that we could afford. We couldn't find anything. I get a call from a guy in New York City, an attorney in New York City, said, I heard about you at a meeting today, which was just bizarre, but I heard about you at a meeting today. I need a tax write-off. And I've got some land in Broward County, Florida. I understand you're looking for land. Would you go look at my land and let me know in the next 24 hours if you want it?
Oh my goodness.
So I got in a car with a friend and I'm driving west in the Fort Lauderdale area thinking, you know, anybody that would give us land, this land out there is worth $500,000 an acre. I'm terrified that it's by the dump or worse out there in West Broward. And we get out there and we find an incredible piece of land, 4 acres, that has a canal on the north side, a canal on the west side, and a big lake on the south side. It almost has a moat completely around it. And if you're going to have a residential treatment center for little girls, nothing better than a moat that has fish, snakes, and alligators in it to keep little boys off the property.
Proper boundaries.
Yes, it was awesome, setting the boundaries. That was easy. Setting the boundaries, we couldn't figure out how to do a drawbridge, but we do have a really cool gate. And it's a gorgeous facility.
It is.
But as parents, we need to figure that out. And it needs to be even more sophisticated. I was in a restaurant this summer where I don't know what they did, but no cell phones will work in that restaurant. They've done something where everything's blocked. You get no reception. And and it was actually kind of nice sitting in a restaurant. And I wondered why it was packed. That's why it was packed. No one can interrupt talking loud on the phone. Setting up some kind of an electronic moat for my children and my family, where we all come home and we have some boundaries and we have some rules and we're not constantly texting or Facebooking. Listen to this research project that came out. Actually, it came out as part of the research from National Family Week. 41% of girls identified technology as their number one biggest influencer that influences them.
Wow.
As opposed to 6% of boys said it was even in their top three areas of influence. What does that say? Difference between boys and girls. 41%, it's numero uno. 6%, well, it's in our top three for boys. For boys. Boys and girls are very different.
Right.
But it tells us a lot about power.
Mm-hmm.
An awful lot about power. Where a little boy is going to want to conquer games and be influenced by video games and other games and go for the win and go for the win and go for the win. Where little girls, I know they love some of the video games, but they also really love the privilege of relationship and safe relationship.
Yep. Chatting, texting, on Facebook, on all the social networking sites. There's more, I think, more little girls than boys, even though.
Well, just said it in that article.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So they're seeking relationship.
Yeah, I think they're seeking relationship, and I think they're seeking safe relationship, and I think they're seeking it almost to the point of an addiction, and I'm thinking they can't even imagine being unplugged. How can I be unplugged?
Yeah.
I've got to be plugged in all the time. I've got to have some kind of communication or texting device with me all the time, day and night, at meals. You pull up at a red light, and there's mom talking on the phone, and the back seat has two little girls in it, each with their own phone texting each other. They've got this great room called the inside of an automobile where they could be talking. So who's influencing the child? Guess what I did? Guess what I saw? Texting back and forth. Billy asked me out, you know, and I'm 12 years old, texting back and forth. I think it's a great statement about us. I mean, Monday we began talking about, I grew up in a community where, wow, you just were in and out and everybody's home. But when you were home, you were home. We know there are special times when you don't take any calls. I'm a counselor. I don't take calls when I'm in a session with a family. Not only do I not take calls, I never have looked at television while I'm in there with a family and said to a couple that's in there, oh, hold for a minute. This is my favorite part of the show. Could you hold? I know you're both in tears. Just hold for a minute and let me watch this. No, we never do that. I don't even have a television in there because we know this is important. It's intense. Why is our family so much less important?
I don't know if we would consider it less important. I think as parents, we have to be disciplined to turn it off. I didn't grow up having a cell phone. I mean, I got it when I was a young adult, but I didn't have social networking sites either. I mean, chatting was just starting when I was a teenager. So it's all kind of new to me. So I still find it kind of important to be connected online all the time. But now my kids are. So how do you raise kids in a connected world when I still feel the need to also have affirmation online as a woman, which sometimes, the constant texting and the status update and all that. Why? There's some kind of need that we have inside. And if we as adults find that need, if we have the time to do it, our kids even more. So, I mean, I'm pointing the finger at myself, but saying, you know what? I have to set the example.
Done, right there. That's the opener. is the opener right there. So, and I think I used this illustration last week when Roby had a friend spending the night. And Rosemary and I were sitting out on our deck, and we're out there all night, just sitting out there where they were in the house playing ping pong or something. And finally, and Roby told me at the end of the night that his friend asked him, "What are your parents doing out there?" Roby said, "I think they're just talking." And then he said, "Is your dad in trouble?" It was just bizarre to him that we would sit there and talk that long.
That's awesome.
I think we have to set the example, and we have to decide to do it ourselves. And so that television cannot be the center of our universe. Nor can any other communication device that comes out from outside the home. Mm-hmm. We've got to decide, here we are. I'm marveling at a new generation that is not hooking into cable or the dish, and they're saying they don't need it, and whatever they have to have, they'll look at on their computer screens. Mm-hmm. I'm marveling at a generation that's not getting a landline for their phones. So that's very, very cool.
We're going through that now.
Well, but I think the next step is deciding I don't have to keep my mobile phone on all the time.
Yeah.
In our home, because of an incident that happened, Roby and I were putting together an aircraft carrier, a model of an aircraft carrier. Mm-hmm. I was using the model of an aircraft carrier so as to not play a sport every single season. And so we're putting this model aircraft carrier together, and I got a phone call. We're in the kitchen with newspapers all over the kitchen table gluing things together. And I got a phone call, got up and got the phone call, came back, got up, got another phone call, got up, picked up the phone, back and forth, back and forth. I don't know how many times. Roby says it was a dozen today, looking back. He was about 8 years old then. I think it was four or five. On the fifth one, I turned around. He was gone. I'm done. I'm done with the aircraft carrier. I'm going to find something to do. And I realized the statement I was making to him was everybody was more important than him. Instead of us sitting and talking, anyone could interrupt. We got an answer machine that was sat on the kitchen counter that we still have to this day. Mm-hmm. And it says, "We've reached the home of Bob and Rosemary Barnes. Please leave a message and we'd be glad to get back with you." And we never picked up. And we listened to each person call. Ironically, most of them were telemarketers who just didn't say a word. Mm-hmm. But we listened to others, and they just learned, our family members, unless it's an emergency, "Bob, please pick up." Everybody else just left messages. "Roby, I'll meet you at such and such a place before, I'll meet you in the hall before school," whatever. They just learned to leave messages. And we decided there were just times that we didn't take calls. Just like in the office, there are times I don't take calls. It's Benetta's job to answer the phone at Sharon House. Why isn't it the answer machine's job to answer the phones at home? Is my family that much less important? Is my family time that much less important? Mm. It's very, very, very important that I decide as a leader that we're going to put a mode up during certain times. And that I'm going to set the example. I'm going to put my mobile phone down and get a charger, a thing, this little funny box, on your way out the door to the garage where you pick up your car keys. You can get your phone. Otherwise, everybody's phone is lined up there recharging. You can go check it every now and then to see if you got a text you have to have. Most of the time, you don't have anything you have to have. And just leave it there so we can actually spend time as a family.
Yeah. Hard. And I know it's hard because I also have been on the flip side where, like, why isn't she answering the phone? What's the matter?
Is it an emergency? Are you calling your brain surgeon or what?
But that's funny that I would think that, though. You know, I mean, here I'm calling a friend who's a mom of two kids, and then I'm thinking, man, she just never picks up the phone.
Good for her. So, she needs to be your role model for life, whoever that is.
Exactly. But so important. And now I'm just thinking, wow, what a statement it would be to the kids if you just even mention it once. You know what? Leave the phone ringing. Me talking to you is more important. All you have to say it is one time, though kids will never forget it. And they'll always know that when you avoid picking up a phone call to sit and talk with them or do something with them, they know that they're automatically more important than that. So,
well, when we come into this studio to tape, we turn our phones off.
Yeah.
why would I not go into the studio of life where I'm sending little tapes into the brains of my children? Why would I not turn the phone off? So mom has to set the example. I see these moms walking. My neighborhood has a 3-mile circle around the whole neighborhood. And I see them pushing these 1 and 2-year-olds in their little strollers, talking on the phone when they could be talking to their kids. Look at the duck. Let's pull over by the lake. Let's do this. Let's do that. And they're missing all that opportunity because we are so wired in, we have to take the call. And I think you're right. I think we are a little devoid of relationship. And I think these statistics we got and how much more girls, teenage girls, need to be wired in than teenage boys, I think it's a statement for us at home, and especially for dad. If he's got a little girl, she needs some talk time. And a dad's listening to this saying, you got to be kidding.
No!
I can't even catch up to my wife's talk time. You know, walking in the door and the first thing Rosemary said, especially when she was a young mom, hi, how was your day? And it's like, oh my goodness, here's my schedule. That's what I did. I don't have anything left. And getting a mindset that I have something left. Here's an interesting thing.
Okay.
My area of counseling primarily has been two areas, single parenting and marriage and trauma, which usually means marriages that are having extramarital affairs.
Mm-hmm.
And meeting with people who are married but having an affair with somebody else that finds all these things to say and all these times to talk. And the amount of cell phone time that the lawyer discovers that they're talking to this other person when they could have just done it with their spouse. They could have just focused and chosen to focus right there. It's a choice. So I need to decide that the moat is not just for my children. I need to decide that the moat is for me and our house. As for me and my house, you know, Joshua said, basically, we'll turn off the electronics every now and then. Right? In the modern translation. But I need to know my children are not going to be happy with this. And my children are going to tell me everybody else has a cell phone at 3.5 or whatever the age is getting to be younger and younger and younger. So I guess the other thing is, let's look at why. Why are we giving them this? Why do they need to have this? I thought it was very cool when my kids were in high school that they took, when they went out the door, they took their mom's cell phone. Take your mom's cell phone. Well, I'll get, take your mom's cell phone. Mm-hmm. When you're ready to pay for your own. And I know now you go get one and you get 3 others free.
Yeah.
But why do you have to put all these extra things available? That should be an earned privilege to have texting on there rather than automatic texting. And it should be limited. And there's a great lesson in this limited.
Mm-hmm.
You go over it, you pay for it. And son or daughter, I need from you, I have the phone back now until you can pick up this extra $19 bill for the extra texting. I think you ought to limit it like that and teach them some discipline. But the discipline starts with us and the willingness to make no mean no. When we're home, we're parking them. I want to see them all right there. And do not take it into your bedroom. And do not take it into your bedroom at night. It stays there. And if I see it missing from there, rather than just standing there checking it, and Dad, I got a call. This one I need to deal with. Fine. Have at it. Sit right there, but put it right back when you're done. It's learning a discipline. I marvel at my son, Roby, who has had to learn. He's the senior pastor at a church, and he's only been married 5 or 6 years. And he has, even as the senior pastor, he's learned to walk in the door and turn it off. Mm-hmm. And when he turns the BlackBerry off, it makes me nuts. It does. He needs to pick up. I'm his dad. And he doesn't get back
you
with me.
You are
till
important.
Yes, I am. I don't care about the other schlubs. I'm important here. And it's amazing. I want to do this marriage right, Dad, and so I've turned it off. And he even put it back in my face. Dad, you had an answer machine when we were growing up. So you did it. Why are you mad at me for doing it? So I think we want to give them the example and give them the discipline and not conform to the pattern of this world just because everybody else is doing it, because a lot of other people are losing their homes.
Yeah, and start to create the moat for our own selves.
Yes.
Find out maybe because of society and we don't have time. I don't have tons of time to be going out with girlfriends out anymore. So what do? I talk on my way home on the phone and I'm on the phone sometimes just to catch up with my friend.
Yeah.
But then, like you say, you have to put limits. If you don't, then your children will never learn any lesson and never see really where are the boundaries. Where is the moat?
Who am I robbing time from by being wired in? And what am I teaching my children? I'm robbing precious time from my kids. And so we've got to decide the electronic moat. You know, it's funny. The moat around the castle was for everybody, the king and everybody. There was no going out a window. The moat worked for everybody. I've got to set the example and then spend time with my children.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes. For more information about Dr. Barnes, his books, or Sheridan House Family Ministries, just go online to shfm.org, shfm.org. And to sign up for the daily parenting blog, Just go online to parentingtoday.org. We'll see you tomorrow.